Sand here on FM. It's the Arts Show.
Right, folks, time for a question. How many of you here have email addresses? Yes, two. Next question, how many of you are regularly spammed? I know I am. It's hideous, isn't it? Very annoying. The next question is, how many of you are spammed by alleged representatives of Nigerian banks? Well, my next guest got so sick of being asked for money by phony Nigerian bankers that he decided to spam them back. Yes! Power to the people. What happened next is covered in his show, Urgent and Confidential, The Great Nigerian Spam Scam Scam. Please welcome to the couch, Dean Cameron. Now, Dean, that's a hell of a Fringe show title. It's always good to get those catchy titles in the Fringe programme. Can you explain, then?
The show?
Yeah.
Well, I wrote... In the United States, I was doing a television program, and I had a very small part, so I had a lot of free time. So I just decided, as a hobby, write these guys back, and I always reply with one sentence, which is, "Great, do you have any toast?" Just to see if they'll write back, and they never do until these guys actually did. And I continued this correspondence as this crazy, writing as a character of a crazy millionaire who lives in Florida with his cats and his Filipino houseboy named Kwan, and who is just crazy enough to give these people money, and of course I never do. I just strung them along for about a year.
For about a year?
Yeah.
So you got to know them, really?
Pretty well, and it's actually, there's sort of a love story involved, because...
This is getting spooky.
The guy writing also wrote as his mother, Miriam Abacha, who exists, but this actually wasn't her.
Right.
And so I started sort of the little romance with her. And it, you know, we're writing back, "I love you" to each other. And it was very, very sort of sweet. And I ended up sort of breaking her heart because I had posted the entire correspondence on the web. And she, I'm making air quotes for the radio people, found the correspondence on the web. And she was very sad about
that. And we can
that.
See all this on the yes. web, can't we? Because at www.spamscamscam.com, you're
right.
not going to forget that website. So... Okay, so there you are posing as the virtual millionaire, writing to the guy who's trying to scam you, who's now pretending to be his mother, mm-hmm. and you're falling in love and stuff. Did you ever at any point get a kind of out-of-body experience to think, what's going on in my life?
Well, yes, absolutely. And there was actually a point where I forwarded him an email from another Nigerian scammer, and he began posing as the other Nigerian scammer. And he wrote this great letter to me which said, "Don't trust any email coming from Nigeria." And which was quite a paradox.
But am I right in thinking the guy... So this sounds quite fun, but in the beginning, the guy was wanting your money, wasn't he?
Right.
He was really wanting to scam you.
And he's continued to try to get money from me. And he would always say, "You know, are you sending the check?" And I would say, "Yes, but first, here's a picture of my cat." And I did an image search on Google for pictures of funny cats, and I would just send him crazy cat photos. And, you know, my cats were called Mr. Snickers and Jojo the Dancing Clown. And every time I would send him a picture of a cat, it would be a different picture of a different cat. But they never said anything about it, and they continued to like my cats.
You know, people always say that the internet, you end up spending far too much time. It's the ultimate displacement activity. So you had time in your hands. But this continued over a year. Did it kind of take over your life?
A little bit. My wife, you know, I would say, come read this.
You get time for a wife,
oh,
right?
Not another one. Because I got away with quite a bit with
right.
these people. Yeah.
So at what point did you think, I could make a show out of this?
Pretty early on, because I would just send the emails around to friends, and they would say, you know, you should do this as a show. And so we do. I have Victor Isaac plays all the Nigerian parts, and I play... I also play my attorneys, Perry Mason and Owen Marshall, Counselor at Law, who are American TV characters. And so I play them, and he plays the Nigerians. And there's another guy named Anil Desai, who's from the Giant Pineapple Boys, and he plays Donald Abayomi. And it becomes this just nightmare of
yes.
misunderstanding.
Surreal spamming.
Yes.
Does the original spammer know that you've done this, that you've made a show out of him, so to speak?
Not yet. When we did this in the States, I sent a package to Nigeria. I gathered stuff from the audience, and I ended up sending a package to Nigeria of whatever the audience wanted to send. And I'm doing that here because I'm, you know, here for a month, so we're going to have an enormous package of stuff, and people have put in ticket stubs and flyers for the show, so I'm sure at some point he'll realize... Wait a minute. This is me.
This show and the spam could run and run. Thank you very much indeed for shedding light on it. Thank you very much. Dean Cameron. And let me remind you, Dean Cameron's show, Urgent and Confidential, I love saying it, the Great Nigerian Spam Scam Scam, is on every afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Pleasance Courtyard. Dean is also, incidentally, the bass player with the PC Cowboys, the world's only politically correct country and western band, can be seen at the Gilded Balloon TV every evening. He's got a busy life.